Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, three-time All-Ireland winning Limerick hurler Pat Ryan has appealed a jail sentence for perjury. Lodging an appeal against a two-week sentence today, the hurler was in court arrested and charged as part of an ongoing criminal investigation relating to Gardaí allegedly squaring away road traffic offences for individuals in the Limerick Garda Division. Limerick journalist David Ralley joins me now with the latest and more details on this case. Good evening, David. Thanks very much for joining us on Drive Time.
Evening, John.
Tell us more about this case and what happened in court today.
Well, I suppose you could sum it up by saying it's a bad day for Limerick hurling, and it's certainly a bad day for Pat Ryan. Three-time All-Ireland winning Limerick hurler has appealed this evening a jail sentence imposed on him this afternoon after he pleaded guilty to committing perjury during judicial proceedings in which he was accused of speeding. Limerick District Court Judge Patricia Ryan said Mr. Ryan, who's 27 years of age from Doon County Limerick, had told, quote, a brazen lie, unquote, when he previously gave evidence before the court on October 21st, 2020, that he had not received a fixed charge penalty notice after a Garda had allegedly detected him exceeding the national road speed limit in 2018.
And as I mentioned, this was, sorry David to cut across you, part of an ongoing criminal investigation into the alleged squaring away of road traffic offences. Tell us more about the alleged speeding offence in question here.
Indeed. Well, the court heard today that a Garda had allegedly detected Mr. Ryan exceeding the national road speed limit in 2018. Now, the speed limit that he was said to have been undertaking at the time wasn't given in court. But Judge Harney today heard that sometime after Mr. Ryan told the 2020 hearing into that alleged speeding offence, that he had not received notification of this offence, Gardaí later discovered Mr. Ryan had sent an image of the speeding notice from his own mobile phone to a third party. Now, this third party was not identified before the court today. And after hearing Gardaí outlining the facts of this case, Judge Harney told Mr. Ryan that this is serious stuff and you're not getting away with it. The Garda, Darren John Swan of the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, who prosecuted the case against Mr. Ryan, told today's hearing that he arrested him at 26 minutes past nine this morning at Maristone Garda Station in Limerick, and he charged the All-Ireland winner at 9:44, and that Mr. Ryan made no reply to the charge. So outlining the facts of the case, Garda Swan said that Mr. Ryan had appeared before Limerick District Court on the 21st of October 2020, accused of speeding. Garda Swan said Mr. Ryan had given sworn evidence during the hearing that he had not received this alleged speeding offence notification. And Garda Swan then said it was later discovered by Gardaí that Mr. Ryan had, quote, forwarded, unquote, an image of this notice from his mobile phone to, as I say, a third party who was not identified in court. And Garda Swan said that this was the critical evidence which contradicted Mr. Ryan's sworn evidence in 2020. The GNBCI officer said Mr. Ryan was initially arrested on the 10th of March 2021 on suspicion of committing perjury during that 2020 court hearing. And Garda Swan told Judge Harney that the Director of Public Prosecutions had recommended that this case be dealt with by summary disposal before the District Court. He said that Pat Ryan, as I say, who's a three-time All-Ireland winning hurler for Limerick and has under 21 All-Ireland honours as well as Munster Championship honours, had one previous conviction on the 27th of June 2022 for holding a mobile phone while driving.
There was an appeal for leniency on behalf of the Limerick hurler Pat Ryan. What did his solicitor have to say?
Pat Ryan's solicitor, Con Barry, Mr. Barry was told by Judge Harney that his client wasn't getting away with it. Mr. Barry said Mr. Ryan had, quote, put his hands up and had fully cooperated with the GNBCI investigation. And Judge Harney replied, it's the least that Mr. Ryan could have done She again reiterated, "You're not getting away with it." And she said that Mr. Ryan got caught. He expected not to be caught, and that now he was in serious trouble and that he was facing a jail sentence. Conbarry appealed again for leniency, to which the judge retorted, "Talk to me about truth, about veracity." She said, "This goes to the core of the entire administration of justice." She said, "Mr. Ryan told a brazen lie in the face of the district court in Limerick." She said, "The whole criminal justice system is based on truth given to the courts." And she said that Mr. Ryan was facing very serious trouble.
David, as you mentioned at the outset, a two-week jail sentence handed down and to be appealed immediately. Do we know when that will be? And has there been any reaction from Pat Ryan this evening?
No firm date on when his appeal might be heard. He, the maximum sentence that was open to Judge Harney was 6 months in prison and or a fine of up to €5,000. Conbarry said that it will affect Mr. Ryan throughout his life, his ability to travel abroad. It will have a tremendous effect on him for years, he said. Mr. Ryan was observed silently wording to himself, "Oh my God," before he left the court.
It's where we leave it now until that appeal might be heard. David Raleigh at Limerick District Court, thank you very much for joining us on Drive Time.